This is Anna Karmu with UN News. Every month, the UN rescues around 1,200 people from the vast Sahara Desert near Niger, many after they've been abandoned by traffickers who promised to take them to Libya, Nigeria, or Morocco. In an interview with Daniel Johnson from UN News, Joel Millman from the UN Migration Agency, IOM, says that without its help, virtually all of them would perish.
Look, we found in the Sahara is what we found since the beginning of time, is that they're extremely lethal, temperatures are high, conditions are very rough, hard sometimes to find water, very hard to find fuel, trucks get abandoned, migrants get abandoned, there are accidents, there are people who die of dehydration or even murder. So we're finding it's an extremely lethal environment. It's also an enormous expanse of territory to try to cover. We do our best. We've done 189 missions since April 2016. Approximately 1,200 people a month are taken out of the desert this way. It's an average of 40 a day. Of course, we're not finding people every day.
And you think you've saved, what, 20,000 lives, you think, since 2016?
We think it's safe to say that the entire population that we brought out, which is almost 20,000 people, virtually all of them would have perished if we had not been able to find them.
So the migrants themselves must know that the journey is perilous, that they're going to be in the hands of traffickers, that there is a high risk of them dying. Why do they continue to do this?
Well, certainly they know that, and certainly they know the risks involved. We hear a lot of people say that it's God's decision when I die, or I would have died if I stayed at home. I mean, there is a kind of fatalism that comes along with this.
They're desperate.
They're desperate, or they're hopeful, or they're ambitious. You can't always know. What we do know is 98% of the people that we brought out do choose voluntary return to their homes. So it makes a very strong impression to escape death this way, and they'd rather go with the known misery at home than continue on, although how many change their mind again, we just don't know.
So we're talking about Niger here, but in neighboring Mali, you don't really have access, but you would like to.
Yeah, we're at a lot of countries across the region. We want to make clear that the 20,000 rescued isn't simply one country. And there are other countries we'd like to do more in, like Mali. But this is something that we've been active in across the region, including in southern Libya.
So what happens next? You're going to continue to rescue these people. You have these refuge centers for them. There's a big one in Assamaka, I think you were saying. So we're just going to carry on listening to you telling us about these people crossing the Sahara and dying and being picked up. What's IOM going to do about this?
You know, we plan to add resources to an ongoing project called the Missing Migrants Project. We use it all over the world. It's very key in identifying routes and particularly hotspots where violence or dangers lurk. We've had a lot of success with this around the world, pointing out places where there's an alarming concentration of homicides or vehicular deaths. These are very helpful to authorities and helpful to our own planning and trying to rescue people and know where the active spots are across the world. And we plan to add those resources in this region so we can do a little better job of identifying danger before it takes another life.
Finally, maybe you could just explain the kinds of hardships that people, men, women, and children are facing once they decide to get in a truck, cross the Sahara.
Hardships. Obviously, mistreatment by smugglers is a key. Trucks are overloaded, trucks are poorly supplied, trucks have to be pushed out of ravines or holes that they get stuck in. The migrants are not only neglected in their welfare, but they're often used as part of the machinery to move others along. And when someone gets hurt or falls off a truck, they will often be abandoned.